A new WBUR post-election poll out this morning finds this week's governor's race wasn't decided until the last minute, with 7% of voters making up their minds on Election Day itself. Another 8% picked their candidate in the final few days of the campaign, in an election that ultimately hung on a difference of just 40,000 votes between the winner, Republican Charlie Baker, and the Democrat, Martha Coakley. With us this morning to sort through these numbers one more time is Steve Cazella, president of the Mass Inc. Polling Group, which has conducted WBUR's voter research throughout the campaign. Good morning, Steve, and thanks for coming in.
Good morning.
So we knew for a while, Steve, that this race was incredibly close, and this poll confirms that, showing it was up in the air until the final moments.
Yes, so it was close enough at the last minute that the voters who decided on Election Day still could have pushed it in either direction. That's how close it was, and that's how many voters were still thinking about what they wanted to do, even as they walked into the voting booth.
Do we know why it took so long for folks to make up their mind?
There's always a slice of voters that tune in at the last minute. In this election, what was unique about it was that it was more voters than the final margin. So again, that group could have pushed it in either direction, even as late as the last few days or on Election Day.
When you say the final margin, you're pointing out that Baker beat Coakley by less than 2 points. So
right.
People who made up their minds on Election Day really did decide this.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
Let's look at the support that Charlie Baker received from Democrats and from women. Martha Coakley was certainly more popular with both groups, but both played a pretty big factor in Baker's win. Tell us about that.
Yes, Baker peeled off just enough registered Democrats to overcome the very big deficit that any Republican starts off with. So almost 1 in 5 Democrats said they voted for Charlie Baker. The other partisan group worth noting is unenrolled voters, that group that both campaigns were always competing for throughout the cycle. 24-point margin for Charlie Baker. That's a recipe for a Republican win.
He beat Coakley by 24 points among unenrolled voters.
Yes, and it's expected that a Republican will win unenrolled voters. It's the size of that margin that matters.
And women voters.
Women voters, Martha Coakley won women voters by 15 points. What's more interesting to me about the gender gap is on the other side of it. Among men, Charlie Baker won by 19 points, which is a very big margin among male voters compared to other recent elections.
Income lines. Tell us how the vote divided up among income lines.
That's another one that I think people will look at more as the book is written on this election. 22-point gap among voters making over $150,000. You see that also when you look at the map. Some of the wealthier suburbs that typically vote Democrat or typically vote more Democrat went more towards Charlie Baker than you'd expect. So there was a very clear breakdown along income lines, with lower income voters voting for Martha Coakley, upper income voting much more for Charlie Baker.
Let me ask about voter attitudes about the candidates. There was a lot of negative advertising, mostly by PACs. The candidates themselves largely stayed away from negative attacks in their advertising and on the campaign trail itself. What do the numbers show? Did voters primarily vote for one candidate over the other instead of against one candidate over the other?
They did, and voters for both of the candidates did that. So more of Charlie Baker's supporters by a long shot were voting for him rather than against Coakley, and the same was true for Coakley supporters. In both cases, voters were voting affirmatively for their candidate to a much greater extent than they were voting against the other candidate.
What about issues? What were the top issues on the minds of voters?
The three top issues were what they often are: jobs and the economy, healthcare, and education. A number of other things made an appearance at the top of the board, but by the end of the campaign, those three were again at the top.
And how did the candidates fare when voters chose on those issues?
This was another way where this was a very close election. Charlie Baker did just enough better on jobs and the economy. Martha Coakley actually won the other two of the top three issues. So even there, you had a very close divide.
And you asked about the outgoing governor, Deval Patrick. What did voters have to say about him?
Very good things. 58% view him favorably, 33% unfavorably. That's a very good rating. People say, even after all the time that was spent parsing his miscues during his time in office, people say he's been mostly effective at managing state government, much more so than they think he's been ineffective.
Steve Cazella, president of the Mass Inc. Polling Group, the curator of the Poll Vault section of our website, WBUR.org. Thanks a lot for all your work this election season, and thanks again for coming in this morning.
Thank you.